The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Lots of stuff to talk about, as always, here on Free Talk Live. But big news to start the show, and then we'll tell you about what's happening with our friends over at Cell 411. They are under attack by the police. But first, some news about the police in the city of Cleveland, actually. You may recall the story of Tamir Rice. He was 12 years old, and someone had called the police on him, maybe more than one person, because he was playing in the park in Cleveland, a park, where with a pellet gun. Now, the people who called the police did not necessarily know it was a pellet gun, but the police who rolled up on the scene did not bother to ascertain anything about the situation before they literally just barely had time to even open the door to their cruiser as they rolled up into this park and blasted Tamir Rice to death.
Yes.
That was pretty much how it went, and some would argue that, well, he looked like he was going for a gun in his waist belt, and who can blame the police for blasting someone who looks like they're going for their gun?
Right, and there was no audio. There was dash cam footage, but no audio. So we don't know. Maybe they yelled to him, pull out whatever's in your waistband.
Could be. And I don't know. You know, it would seem like they almost didn't have time to yell at him just because it was so fast. Like, I thought they should have gotten on their PA system in the cruiser and said, get your hands up. You know, Cleveland police, hands up, kid.
Right. And we don't know. Maybe they were, you know, yelling out of the PA as they're driving across the parking lot. We don't know because there was no audio.
Yeah, I suppose they could have been doing that. But either way, they blasted the kid. And now there's news from photographyisnotacrime.com where the city of Cleveland will pay $6 million to the family of Tamir Rice. The settlement comes with the stipulation that police did nothing wrong in shooting the boy within 1 second of pulling up to the park, even though he was not even holding the pellet gun at the time. The city will pay Rice's family $3 million this year and an additional $3 million next year. According to ABC News, last year a grand jury determined officers involved in the shooting were justified in shooting the young boy. Cleveland police said they had hired the officer even though he'd been fired from a previous job because he'd been proven to be emotionally unstable and ill-equipped to use a gun. No problem. They, you know, went ahead and hired him anyway without even bothering to do a background check on the man. So there you go. $6 million, even though they say they did nothing wrong. Well, why settle a case if you did nothing wrong?
Because the whole purpose of settling is to prevent it from going to court in a civil rights lawsuit. Even though they wound up getting the criminal charges dropped against the police officers to where the grand jury said, nope, justified, that still allows a civil suit. And in order to prevent the civil suit, basically, it's hush money. Here's money.
Go away.
Go away and sign this piece of paper saying we didn't do anything wrong.
And they did.
And they did because they wound up getting money. And, of course, it's not coming from the pockets of the people that killed Tamir Rice.
No, the guy still's got his job.
It's coming from the taxpayers.
Right. He's still on duty, from what I can tell.
Yeah,
this officer. So taxpayers of Cleveland, of course, the argument would be they can then go ahead and throw the bums out, but we all know that's not going to happen.
Right.
Because the people who did this likely will continue to be incumbents. They will continue to be reelected. But even if you do throw those bums out, it'll just be replaced by a bunch of new ones.
A new batch of bums. Yeah, I remember back in 1994 when there was that Republican Revolution. There was still like an 87% reelection rate. It's absolutely ridiculous. Whenever there's one of these huge changes in the shakeup, the makeup of the Congress, it's still over an 85% reelection rate.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, you can't change anything like that. And ultimately, I wish the people in Cleveland the best of luck. But it's hard to get anything to change in the political system. They say you can't fight City Hall, and for the most part, that tends to be true. So I guess kudos to this family for managing to milk $6 million out of them. That's probably much more than they were expecting to receive.
Possibly. Not really sure what they were asking for.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Coming up, cell 411, a way to respond to emergencies without calling the police. Because when you call the police, as we've seen, frequently they'll show up and just shoot the person. And maybe you'd like to have, a more compassionate response. A response where someone will actually ascertain what's going on before they pull the trigger on their gun. Cell 411 can actually provide you with that, and we'll tell you more about it here in moments. But first, we go to Sarah, listening in Albuquerque, to Kiva. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you for this program. I just wanted to let people know that, that we are trying to build a new roundabout on 4th and Edith.
Now, just to clarify something for you, Sarah, you are calling a national show. So you gotta keep in mind, it's actually an international show. We're heard on multiple continents via satellite delivery. So you gotta keep in mind, it's probably not going to matter to most people that someone wants to build a roundabout at wherever it was. So is there an issue about the roundabouts in general? Are you a for or against them? We can talk about that.
Well, yeah, the thing is, I am in favor of the roundabout because it's going to be built close to a tourist attraction that we have in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
It's close to Old Town, and that's where all the tourists go to visit the shops. And we just want to make sure that the tourists stay when they're crossing the street. So
why do you feel like a roundabout is going to make tourists safer?
Well, you know what? I would love for you guys to come in, visit, be a tourist here one day after we get the art built and this roundabout built, because, right now, this place had a tendency of being lawless, and they love running stop signs, and they love running red lights. They have this real white...
I love to run stop signs and red lights, too, I gotta admit.
I like roundabouts because there is no stop sign or red light.
That's true. I'm not saying I'm against a roundabout. I'm just asking Sarah why she believes a roundabout is going to help keep people on foot, keep pedestrians safe. Were you talking about people, pedestrians specifically?
Well, I just feel that it avoids the high-impact T-bone accidents. And the thing is that we have a lot of roundabouts. All
so you were talking about tourists in their car. That's what you're talking about, tourists who are driving?
Well,
you feel like they'll be...
Pedestrians also, because it's, I've noticed that the drivers don't like to stop.
Well, in a roundabout, you don't want to stop. That's generally, you want to keep going in the roundabout. And that's actually one of the reasons why roundabouts seem to be a little bit more tricky for a pedestrian. I have crossed through roundabouts a couple few times as a pedestrian. We have them all over the place here in New England, specifically in New Hampshire. If you're in a busy roundabout, the cars just keep coming. You don't get a chance. There's not a break in the action when the lights change or whatever. So I generally support the roundabouts, but it can be a little bit tricky. I mean, usually there's an opening at some point that where you can dart across, but it's not like...
I just want to mention that the roundabout is a worldwide thing because I was actually born in South Korea, and I remember those, gigantic roundabouts. I mean, where they had, I remember, 12 outlets coming going in and out with a big water fountain
wow.
in the middle. So
they have that in Seoul? Is that in Seoul? Where is that?
Yeah, in Seoul. Yeah, in Seoul, South Korea.
Wow.
They're roundabouts. I could think I remember at least 12 going out, 12 going in.
Sarah, thank you for the roundabout memories. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
That's why we just need teleporters. And then the pedestrians don't have to worry about how they get across the road. They can just teleport
so where
across
I'm,
the road.
Where I'm from in Sarasota, Florida, they have a roundabout that is pretty infamous. It's called St. Armand's Circle. And I had to drive through it every day to go to the radio station because the radio station was out on an island. And this is one of the most dangerous places because there was a lot of shopping in the circle. And so people, pedestrians were everywhere. Accidents happen all the time, but not T-bone style because everyone moving 15 miles an hour. But accidents were very, very common in that roundabout. 855-450-FREE. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
Rice. His family is now going to get $6 million from the city of Cleveland, Ohio. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Daryl.
There's a movement in healthcare today. People that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare, like you, and folks who are tired of paying too much for healthcare, they're going to stand up for their values. And letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles, it's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com or call them toll free at 800-722-8041. That's joinlhs.com, 800-722-8041 for Liberty HealthShare. So, speaking of bad cops, the police are on the attack against Cell 411. Cell 411, the innocent little app that allows people to send out emergency alerts, apparently is under attack by some of the agents of the police?
Right, because their legitimacy is being challenged.
Well, there have been apparently some departments that have actually embraced Cell 411, so not all police are created equal as far as their response to Cell 411, but I guess a lot of them are upset about the... when you say their legitimacy is being challenged, what do you mean by that for listeners that don't know?
So in places like Detroit, Detroit is a perfect example of this. There's free market solutions to policing that have come about in response to the police doing things like shutting the front doors of the police station at 5 o'clock and closing down on the weekends. So if you need police help, well, it's rather difficult to get off hours in Detroit.
In certain parts of the city, yeah.
So there's been things like the threat management center that opened up, and now there's Cell 411 to where if you need some help. And it's not just policing services, but, you know, it seems as though the police are the only ones getting upset about this. Like, AAA isn't going on a witch hunt against Cell 411.
Right.
But if you break down on the side of the road, you can send a message to your friends and neighbors saying, I'm broken down, here's what's wrong. And then somebody can say, I'm available to come help you.
Right. It gives you the person's GPS coordinates so yes. You know right where they are.
And if you want to, there's an option in the phone. If you want to, you can send the message to any Cell 411 user within a certain radius.
Yep.
But by default, it only goes to people you're connected to.
Cell 411 is super useful, and it has really taken off here in 2016. It's blown up to now apparently more than 50,000 downloads, which is really impressive for, you know, basically an app that was thrown together last year by Virgil Viduva. He's one of our listeners, actually, and a great fan of the show, huge supporter. He put this thing together in response to the fact that there really wasn't anything else out there like it. There was one company that tried to do something, and it just failed. They just released a broken product.
Yes.
Cell 411 was working on its release, and it's only gotten better from there. They're coming out with, I believe, version 3 this summer, which it just keeps getting better. But it works already for its intended purpose, and I guess that's why the police are mad. Here's the story from truthvoice.com, which I believe is written by Virgil himself. For the last several months, a new smartphone app called Cell 411 has been making news and capturing the attention of various media outlets. With its goal to encourage personal responsibility, create safer neighborhoods, and put personal safety and responsibility into the hands of citizens. The app has become extremely popular in South Africa among citizens trying to face the extremely high murder and crime rates of the country. South Africans are using the app to alert their friends and families and create neighborhood watch groups to keep their homes and families safe. Send alerts of potential criminal activity. So, yeah, you know, if you see something suspicious going on, if you see a fire, if someone needs health assistance, you know, if there's some sort of emergency, there's like a bunch of them, probably at least a dozen different types of emergency alerts that you can send within this app. And it's super useful. It does have over 50,000 downloads between the iOS and Android platforms, and it's wrecked those in just a few months. But for some reason, cops are not happy with its success, mostly due to the fact that the app has been successful among activists and cop blockers. What Cell 411 does, in essence, is very simple. It allows users to notify their friends, family, or neighbors when problems occur. Should they witness crime in a certain area, get a flat tire on the highway, or run into a medical emergency or another type of danger, the app will instantly send exact GPS coordinates to the user to a large number of friends or family members who can choose to respond to help, getting turn-by-turn directions to the location of an incident. Furthermore, users can think about that. That saves a lot of time. Because if you know where your friend is, if your friend calls from some highway in the middle of nowhere and you don't know where they are, then good luck getting there. But here, you've got the exact coordinates and it'll give you directions on how to arrive. So, super easy. Furthermore, users can stream live video, which allows them to keep a record of any criminal act, police interaction, or any other situation they might find themselves in, which is also an amazing feature. I was surprised when I heard that was a part of Cell 411. But for the last several weeks, the app has come under attack from American police and other government employees who appear to be afraid of the competition that the app has to offer. It's unsure why cops would hate the idea of citizens having the freedom to rely on each other for help, but some reviews posted in the Google Play Store indicate that police could in fact be terrified that citizens are starting to understand that after all, they don't really need police and can easily rely on each other for help, as cops often show up and escalate a situation, commit violent acts, or even shoot innocent people for no apparent reason.
And, you know, one thing that's interesting before we continue on with this, the police even using the app is actually a violation of the license agreement of the app.
Is that right? I think he gets into that, but why is that?
Because the license is what's called a BIPCOT no-gov license, meaning that, government agents are prohibited from using, as part of the license, prohibited from using the application.
Really?
If they use it, they can be made fun of publicly.
Okay, so that's the only punishment then, to
yes.
Breaking that. Got it. Because I was going to say, you know, you would still want government agents to have the ability to alert their friends and family members as well, you would think. I mean, they're still human beings, too.
Right.
So one review posted in the Google Play Store was by New York City police officer Justin Namoli. Officer Namoli was sued several years ago after he assaulted, pepper sprayed, and abused a 23-year-old woman named Imani Brown. Namoli gave Cell 411 a one-star review, calling it a, quote, commie anti-cop app, unquote, saying further, quote, beware of this app hiding under a hidden platform of safety, but I did download, so if I see an alert, I can show up and help the cops and not the person who broke the law and is now crying about the consequences, unquote. That's from Officer Justin Namoli.
And I guess he assumes that somebody whose car is broken down on the side of the road is a common criminal that needs to be choked out and killed.
He may very well. There's more here about the police attack on Cell 411, which you can help out. And we'll talk about how you can help Cell 411 here in a moment. Because basically these guys are committing, you know, fraudulent acts. We'll continue. We'll tell you more about it. 855-453 or Skype in at lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're inviting you to join us on the radio waves. We'll talk more about the attack against Cell 411, which you can get for free by going to getcell411.com. Great app. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Daryl.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, actually to Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, where David is on the line in Keene, New Hampshire. Hey, David.
Hi. I was gonna ask something about when the FBI busted into your house and took all your computer stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Yeah. And James's computer, I heard him say the other night, had full disk encryption.
That's right.
So, that me, and he stated that they wouldn't be able to get into it. What do you guys think that that's going to happen when they say, hey, we couldn't get into it? Are they going to, what scenario is going to play out then?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because there has yet to be a case where a defendant has stayed firm through to the point of whatever the consequences might be of a judge saying, Mr. Defendant, you need to hand over the passcode to this device. And then the defendant says, no, I don't have to do that, or I don't remember, or whatever.
Well, there have been cases where judges have said that defendants cannot be compelled to give over a passcode. There have also been cases where judges have ruled that if you've got one of these biometric things, like, you know, put your thumbprint or scan your eye, that that is not protected, so the cop could forcibly put your thumb to the pad or right. scan your retina. So it's sort of a mixed bag, if you will, regarding what judges are saying as far as whether you can be compelled to unlock a device.
I had heard, Daryl, that there was a ruling about at the border that you can't be compelled to put in a passcode. But maybe I've got that mistaken. What I was told by TJ the Spy is that there has yet to be a case where that decision has really been fully made in a court, that no, you cannot force this person, at least in the United States. In the UK, apparently they can force you to give up a code, but in the United States, my understanding that has yet to be truly determined by a judge. Now, you know,
right. So the only case involving it might be the thing at the border, but there was still a judge that issued a ruling.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have to figure out which one that was, because there was a case which involved someone who was refusing to give up a passcode. He had been told to give up the passcode, but there was a co-defendant who did give it up. So there were two people who had the code, and because the co-defendant gave it up, the question was never really looked at by an appeals judge,
right,
as far as whether or not. So maybe it has been made, that decision, but maybe it's just been at a lower court and it hasn't been appealed up. Anyway, what will
right,
happen?
There's not been a Supreme Court decision,
yeah,
but there have been lower court decisions.
Has James? He's probably won't give it up, right?
He is saying he will not, from what I understand.
He what?
He is saying he will not give up his password, from what I understand. If he even remembers it, I don't know.
That's excellent. I don't like to see how that goes.
Yeah, and the same is true with TJ. Anything else?
I was going to mention something about the millions of dollars that the family of that young man that got killed, I guess they're getting millions of dollars, and I presume that's taxpayer money. And
yep, sure is.
That sure doesn't seem right either, but I'm sorry that
Thanks.
Happened to those people and stuff, but
yeah.
Handing out.
Thank you, David, for your call tonight. I appreciate
it. Right,
I appreciate
thanks.
It. Thank you, sir. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, there's a related case. We'll come back to Cell 411 that is being reported actually yesterday at motherboard.vice.com. This is where apparently there's now a court saying that cops will need a warrant to open your phone, even look at the screen. I'll tell you more about that here. In a major decision back in 2014, the Supreme Court finally ruled that police need a warrant to search someone's cell phone when making an arrest. That case, Riley versus California, was a major privacy victory. Now it's being interpreted by a federal court in Illinois to mean that even opening a phone to look at the screen qualifies as a search and requires a warrant.
Now, I'm not sure I understand what they mean by opening the phone to look at the screen.
I presume that means to power it on.
Okay, because, like, turning it on is different.
Because most phones don't have a cover that you would open.
Right, that's why the word open the phone doesn't make sense to me.
It's the way Motherboard described it, or maybe they're using the original wording of the judge. The Illinois case involves a sting operation that ensnared DeMonte Bell, an alleged drug dealer accused of illegal possession of an AK-47 assault rifle. An officer testified that while interrogating Bell, he pulled out a confiscated flip phone and opened it, revealing a picture of the rifle, which Bell had set as his home screen's wallpaper. That was then.
So now it makes more sense.
They did open a phone.
Flip phone. They actually had to physically open something.
That was used as the grounds for a warrant to search Bell's phone for metadata about when and where the photo was taken. The officer claimed he opened the phone in order to turn it off. But on Wednesday, the judge ruled police have no right to open a suspect's phone and look at the screen without first getting a warrant, even if it's just to turn it off, since the Riley case clearly established that doing so is a search under the Fourth Amendment. Officer Sink's opening of Bell's cell phone exceeded a cursory inspection because he exposed to view concealed portions of the object, i.e. the screen, wrote Judge James E. Shaheed. Because Officer Sinks had to manipulate the phone to view the picture on the screen, that picture was, by definition, not in plain view. So you could interpret that to mean that in order to turn the phone on, you would manipulate the phone, thereby seeing something that was not in plain view either.
Right. So my phone right now, my phone is not turned off.
You have a smartphone.
But the screen is black.
Right.
So if they push the power button on the side,
yep.
would they need a warrant to do that based on the ruling here? Because that's not opening anything.
No. What it says here is that this is a quote from the actual ruling of the judge here. Because Officer Sinks had to manipulate the phone to view the picture on the screen, that picture was by definition not in plain view.
Okay.
Now, again, different legal interpretations may vary on this, but it
certainly
sounds to me like if your phone is off when the officer takes it into his hands, the picture of your lock screen or whatever information might be there, because sometimes on lock screens, if you don't have your security settings set correctly, you can see text messages and things like that. So anything that's on that lock screen, hopefully you have a lock screen on your phone, dear listener. If you don't, I would highly recommend one, instead of just being able to turn it on and swipe into the phone with no password. But what he's suggesting here is that something that's not in plain view, anything you have to do to manipulate the phone to show something that was originally not in plain view, hence pressing the power button would be a manipulation, could be considered a search.
I wonder if that would also be construed to, if you have a notebook, you have to physically open the notebook to see what's inside.
It would seem that way.
Get a warrant.
That suggests that even if your device isn't locked with a passcode, a cop wouldn't be allowed to turn on the screen and look for incriminating notifications or messages without a search warrant, which, of course, the only way you would know if a cop did that would be if he did it in front of you. So you can't count on the police to follow these rulings. The police aren't given a notice every single day of all the important court rulings that are going to affect how they do their job. Maybe sometimes they'll hear about them. Sometimes the department might issue a notice, but it's not a consistent thing. They're not tapped into this information. So many police officers have probably heard nothing about this particular court ruling. So don't just think for a moment, just because some judge has ruled this, that that's going to mean that all of a sudden your phone's contents are safe from some prying cop.
Right, and there was another court ruling, I forget how long ago, I think it might have been last year, where the Supreme Court basically ruled that ignorance of the law is an excuse
for
if you're a police officer.
Exactly. So you still need to have security measures in place. This is good news. This is a good court decision. Very, you know, every now and then the broken clock strikes correctly. We'll tell you more about it here from Vice.com, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive, and he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dynavite, and Lico Chops, his omega-3 supplement, on Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com 859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime, and his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day?
Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And coming up this August 25th through the 28th, New Hampshire Hemp Fest is happening. Free Talk Live. We'll be broadcasting live from the event Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And you do need to be a VIP level ticket to get in to see the live broadcast. That is going to be one of the caveats of attending Hemp Fest. There, of course, are regular tickets available, and we'll probably do some sort of meetup outside of the actual broadcast room. But the broadcast room is kind of going to be like a green room for the guests of the event and for the VIPs. So that's where we're going to be broadcasting. It's at Rogers Campground, which many of our listeners may be familiar with from past Porcupine Freedom Festivals. We'll not be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. We will be at Hemp Fest, and again, that happens later this summer, August 25th through the 28th. You can get your tickets at nhhempfest.com. So we'll look forward to seeing you there as we go. We'll talk more about this interesting court decision saying that the cops will need a warrant if they just want to so much as open your phone, maybe even to power it on. Let's go first, though, to James listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, James.
Love is all you need, Minister Perry.
That's good. That's a good saying. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you really mean it.
No, I love Daryl W. P. U. Perry. Just as
well, then why do you make fun of him by calling him names?
Because he's a liar.
Okay, that doesn't sound like love.
No, I call.
No, you definitely are not.
What did I lie about?
Liars. I don't.
What did I lie about, James?
Oh, that this show is called Free Talk Live, and anyone can call in and have a conversation. That from the get go, I hadn't even called your show more than 3 times, Daryl, Minister that you are. I checked out the internet.
Why are you calling about something that happened a couple of years ago? Do you have anything new to talk about?
He's called
Daryl,
hundreds of times.
We had a conversation since a couple of years ago, Daryl, and I'd only call.
You call all the time, and
Daryl,
you talk at me.
And then complain.
You don't want to have a conversation, James. You want to talk at people.
Yeah, I put him on hold. You know, he calls and complains that he can't call in to talk about what he wants, but he calls in and talks about whatever he wants, which is him calling and claiming that he can't talk about what he wants, or calling you names, or me names, or the other host names, and... Yeah. You know, and then, you know, berating us over some sort of misunderstanding or miscommunication that happened in the past. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous to suggest that, you know, Free Talk Live means you can't call in and talk about anything. You can. And the fact that we continue to take his calls is proof of that. Thanks for the call, James. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Every now and then we'll get somebody whining about the, hey, it's called Free Talk Live and you won't let me talk for 30 minutes straight. No, 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 no. It's not you get to host a radio show for as long as you damn well please. It's you get to call in. Right. It's you get to call in and talk about what you want. That doesn't mean that we have to listen to you forever until you feel like you're done with your seminar of whatever it is that you want to talk about. I don't care if it's some conspiracy claptrap or whining or whatever it is. I'll let you call about it. But if
the reason you don't care if it's a conspiracy, Ian, is because you're in on the conspiracy.
That's right. We're gatekeepers for the Illuminati.
That's the secret conspiracy. Like, we're really, really, really deep cover. That we're
not
in
supposed
on
to
the
blow
conspiracy.
The secret, Daryl. Now we're going to have you murdered by the Illuminati overlords.
No, see, you can't do it because I've already gone public with it. So now if I get murdered,
then
everybody
knows. They'll know. That's a good point. We could just have them cut your tongue out.
Yeah, no. See, if you do anything that you suggest on the air,
that's true.
Then they'll know.
Good point. All right. So you can bring up anything you want, but if you're boring or repetitive...
Or if you call about something that happened a couple of years ago on the show, or a caller that called in last night.
You're just not going to last.
That's something else that is a pet peeve of mine when people call in to talk about a caller that called in yesterday.
Well, it's okay if you can recap what the person said. I mean, that doesn't really... As long as you bring everyone up to speed, you just can't just presume that everyone knows what you're talking about. So that's, you know, an important thing you do when you do radio is to sort of recap and reset and inform people of what it is that that you're talking about. But I get where you're coming from. But you can't get upset at people for doing that because a lot of people listen on podcast, and that's
right.
The only way they can call the show because they can't listen live. So they're listening to yesterday's show when they're driving home from work, and then they call in or whatever. So you're welcome to join us here, but don't be like James. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Back to the story here where a court has ruled. This is the case this is an Illinois case. DeMonte Bell.
The Riley case was the one out of California.
Right. The Riley case was where the Supreme Court ruled the police need a warrant to search a cell phone when making an arrest. This case, the DeMonte Bell case, is a judge in Illinois, and it's not clear if this is a federal court. I'm not clear on that. But anyway, the judge has interpreted the Riley case to say that, well, if the Riley case stands, then that means the police can't even open a phone. In this case, it was a flip phone. But that could be interpreted to mean that in order to manipulate the phone, if the police have to manipulate the phone in some way to get it to display something that it otherwise you can't see just by glancing at it, then that's considered a search under the Fourth Amendment and therefore would need a warrant. It suggests that even if your device isn't locked with a passcode, a cop wouldn't be allowed to turn on the screen and look for incriminating notifications or messages without a search warrant. But please, 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 please put a lock code or even one of those little swipey things that where the pattern, you can like swipe a certain pattern
right.
And get in. Just don't make it so your phone is just swipe left and then you get into the phone. Have some level of security on it. The pattern isn't particularly great security because anyone who's eyeballing you can pretty much figure out your pattern if they watch you put it in. But you know, a numeric code or an actual alphanumeric password, these are the best ways to lock a device. At the very least, even the little swipey code is going to keep a cop out.
Right.
So, anyway, don't rely on the court to protect your phone. It's just a good decision. The Supreme Court did say there are exigent circumstances which could allow for warrantless searches, like an imminent threat to the officer's safety, preventing destruction of evidence, for instance. Yet neither the government's response nor the warrant affidavit asserted that the officer in this case opened Bell's cell phone out of concern for officer safety or out of preservation of evidence. Thus, the search of Bell's cell phone violated the Fourth Amendment prohibition against unreasonable search and seizures. Nevertheless, the judge denied Bell's motion to suppress the evidence from the illegal search, reasoning that based on officers, or rather other testimony given about Bell's illegal rifle, that the, quote, photo would have ultimately been discovered, unquote.
Now, all this case is really going to wind up doing is teaching police to wind up, you know, saying, I had to look at the phone because I feared for my life. Yeah, I was afraid. That's the whole thing now is, I thought he had a gun. Repeat after me, class. I thought he had a gun.
Which is the reason why they shoot people in a lot of cases.
And then we saw the video from, what was it, Dio from Ohio Cop Block.
Who's now in jail for 240 days.
He's in jail. We were watching the video, and the police officer said, I'm going to say I think you're holding a gun, when he was holding the video camera.
That was in that video?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm going to say I thought I held it and saw a gun.
That's crazy. And he's in jail now for 240 days. All he did was try to record the police on the side of the road.
Yeah.
That's it. So there you go. That's a little bit of good news from the courts of the United States. Again, don't count on the courts or the police to follow the court's ruling to protect yourself. Yeah, sure. Maybe they'll illegally search your phone. Maybe you'll see them do it. Maybe later on you'll get to have the judge throw that out. But that's something you don't really want to go through.
Right.
You don't have to go through those steps. And one of the ways you can prevent that is by putting a passcode on your phone. Now, some would say you should put full disk encryption on the phone. We touched on full disk encryption earlier. I actually tried to do this after the recent FBI raid, just because TJ was suggesting it, and I'd never tried it before. Turns out if you have a rooted phone, that doesn't work. So,
ruh-roh.
Yeah, I can't do that. But
you do now have a nice paperweight.
No, I was able to recover from...
Oh, okay. I thought you'd... I must be thinking of a different phone that you wound up turning into a paperweight.
Yeah, that happened. Well, that's what happens when you have a habit of rooting phones. Every now and then you're going to lose one if you do it wrong. And sometimes that happens. But just putting a passcode on is step number one to protecting yourself. If you've got secret documents or whatever, then they have ways of protecting those. Even if you don't want to encrypt your entire phone or computer, there's a program called TrueCrypt. There's another one that's called VeraCrypt. These are both pretty well-known programs. Obviously, I'm not a programmer, and I have not audited the code, but TrueCrypt has apparently been audited, and it's supposedly a pretty solid encryption system. So you can actually just put your important files into a TrueCrypt file, so like important business documents or whatever, and Bitcoin wallets, things like that. And then people won't be able to get into them, even if the police find those packages. Unless you, of course, set a very easy password, in which case, then there's no point.
Password.
Yeah. Don't use that one. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronics. Photo. Cell phone. Office products. Home and garden. Bed and bath. Furniture. Kitchen. Pet supplies. Automotive. Hardware. Apparel. Shoes. Jewelry. Grocery. Healthcare. Sports and outdoors. Toys. Games. Used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. And a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed.
guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charge is not included. Satisfaction guaranteed to your mom.